We are so thrilled to receive this donation for the Kimberly Gymnastics Club. It's going to help us build a new gym. And as you can see, there's lots of people who are missing this facility, and it'll be brilliant to have another one.
How long have you been part of this whole effort from the very beginning then, Twyla?
Well, I've been involved with the club for 10 years now. And lots of children have gone through here, and we had lots of families come to our daycare and lots of kids in our competitive program. So it's been a wonderful community group for many years.
That's fine. Pandemic and a fire. How have you been doing business since the fire then?
Well, we haven't been able to do business since the fire because, as you can see behind us, there's no gym anymore. And so right now everyone is waiting for a reopening day.
There's no other facility you can go into, a high school gym or anything like that?
There aren't any gym because of the gymnastics equipment is really hard to, takes up a lot of space, and all our gymnastics equipment burned in the fire, so there is no gymnastics equipment right now.
It means a lot. It's awesome that we have this much support. It makes the club more real that it's going to come back, that the girls will have somewhere to train and the crickets program can continue on.
Really good, thank you. So what's your part then? You're the president of the club then?
Yes, I am.
Good. When did you take that on, and how many members do we have at this time, if you have a rough estimate on it on that today?
I think it's been 4 years now, maybe. I don't actually remember. Members, I'd have to go back and look. I know Donna would know that.
That's okay, I won't use
offhand
that
anyways.
Oh, that's fine. Good, thank you. What got you into gymnastics? Is it because of children, or were you a gymnast when you were a little girl too then?
I was not a gymnast. My daughter and my son both did the crickets program, and when Sage was 5, she got asked to be in the Gym Minis program, and it was the first year it started, and she's just been carrying on since then.
Really good. Good feeling of community here today then.
Yeah, it's awesome to see everyone out here today.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
It's just like a big boost. So we still do have some fundraising to do. I know a lot of questions are behind the insurance. The insurance will cover most of the things as well as grants that we can apply for. But people need to understand that commercial insurance is expensive. We couldn't afford, as a not-for-profit society, a full replacement cost policy. It's not feasible. It's not within our budget guidelines. So we're fundraising to make sure that we can meet and exceed, so that if we need extra equipment, we can get it, so that we can start and go to the finish without a hiccup in between.
Is it too far ahead? Oh, sorry. Is it too far ahead to ask now, or will there be architectural plans coming out, or you don't do it?
We do have a plan already. We were planning to build a new facility 4 years ago, and then unfortunately COVID hit, so that kind of put a damper on our plan. So we do have a plan in place. It's just a matter of fixing up the property first before we're allowed to build again. And then, of course, we need to put it out to tender for quotes, which the city will do because the city will manage the build.
Very good. So you will be in the same location once you do rebuild then?
Yes. Yeah.
Good. Good. As far as the day goes, obviously you're pleased with the $30,000 donation, but about the club then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very.